What is it, Julie?
What do you know about ghosts?
Oh, God. Ghosts are ghosts, you see.
But how do you keep them from bothering you?
How do you want to keep yourself away from bothering?
How do you keep the ghosts away from bothering you?
Well, I don't know how. Do you want to hear a ghost story?
Okay.
This happened here. Because what has happened is that Baba had, you may call it, this was his zoo, you may call it, which you all call the Mandali. We were like animals in a zoo, different varieties, deer, tigers, camels, and this and that. It was like Baba's zoo was here. And naturally, each one had his own trait. And so whenever he would come in the morning and he would just spend a few minutes with us, exchanging pleasantries and this and that. Did you sleep well? How are you feeling? What did you eat and this and that? What did you dream and all that sort of thing. So there was one by name, Gustaji, who would always tell Baba about him having seen a ghost or something like that, or a dream in which he dreamt of a ghost and all that. So he would go on telling. And Gustaji was given silence by Baba. So he wouldn't speak, so I had to interpret his silence, which I was adept in doing that. And I would also embellish, make Baba laugh and give entertainment and all that. So that was the setup. Invariably, all mornings, every morning that would be there, but not throughout the morning, a couple of few minutes, say about 20 minutes or so. So one day Baba asked me, do you believe such a thing? I don't believe in all this, because I knew that he sometimes gives out yarns just to entertain Baba and all that. I said, no, I don't believe in ghosts and all that. So you don't believe in ghosts? How can it be so? How can I believe in that? Baba didn't say anything, but he said, remember, there is something like ghosts. You can't deny it. They do exist. Maybe. I just shrugged my shoulders, but I can't believe, I said. It's all I don't believe, but know well that there is something like ghosts. Some days passed by, weeks passed by, and Baba used to sleep in that room, which is just opposite my cabin. You saw that cabin I showed you? Yeah, just opposite. There's a room there where Baba used to have rest, night rest. And I didn't do night watch at that time, but my my turn that time was to just sleep by his side on the floor. Baba was on a cot bed and I had to sleep there. And some night watchman would be outside. So that's how it would be there. Because we did not have any rooms at that time. That was the only room there. Okay, so one day Baba sends me out to go to Pune on some errand. And I go. The assignment was such that it had to take some few days. I had to see some people and then ask them there and then go back again to see another family and all that sort of thing. So when I go, say it is, if I go this morning, I'm there by afternoon today. But then in the same evening, I receive a telegram from Baba, come back immediately. So I return and I'm late in the night here. So the night watchman says that don't hesitate, you go and sleep. Have you sleep where you used to? So I opened the door, went inside, and slept on the floor. And as I'm sleeping, I must have slept because I was tired. I must have slept. All the time, what I am having is sort of a nightmare. And the nightmare is such that there is some huge being sitting on my chest and throttling me. And I'm not a weakling. I am wrestling with him while being pinned down flat. So I'm trying to throw him out and say this, and I make all sorts of sound. I'm hearing that, like that, and doing this, and trying to get him out and all that. All that. At last, I really was successful in just throwing him out of from the body, from my chest. And I woke up. And to my great surprise, I see Baba sitting on the bed there with his legs dangling and having a laugh and chuckle. And not only that, but the night watchman who was kept out says he is being called to find out, because I must have created a lot of noise there. So he is sitting and looking at me. And I'm sweating, I'm perspiring, you see. I didn't like it. I didn't like this sort of attitude on Baba's part and all that. They're enjoying at my cost, you see. It's a question of life and death for me. You know. Somebody is throttling me. So Baba says, what was the matter with you? So I described to him what had happened. Baba says, you had a great fight, it seems. With whom did you fight? So there's some being that was sitting on my chair. You see, you didn't believe in ghosts. I just called you specially for that. Now you believe what has happened. Yeah, there is an entity like that. That is always there. There are angels, there are ghosts. So that's how it was. Yeah. And there have been stories of people coming to Baba and asking Baba, what should we do? There are quite some people who did ask, and I was there. So what Baba had said to them invariably would be, well, have no fear about this. When you have me by your side, have no fear. They will haunt you, they will try to disturb you and all that. Take my name, but repeat my name. As soon as you remember, as soon as best for you is to avoid these ghosts haunting you. But before you go to sleep in bed itself, repeat my name. Yeah. As soon as you are out of that nightmare or dream or whatever you go, repeat my name. If you happen to see something which is unusual, a ghostly feeling or an atmosphere, repeat my name, and they won't harm you. That's what he said.
Julie had a ghost terrorizing her for quite some time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. No wonder because you're beautiful, make yourself ugly. Put all scars over here, here, here.
Are you in the same house now?
Or
did you
know? No, he actually followed you from California to Colorado.
What?
Yeah.
So what you
do,
Julie, have little Baba's, what do you call, something to do with ashes, Baba's ash, you know, from Dhuni. Were you there on 12th?
Mm-mm.
You were not here on 12th?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So then take some Baba's ash, keep it with you. Well, another thing that reminds me about it. Mm-hmm. One day we are traveling, you see. Formerly we used to travel in third class, railway train. I don't know whether you all have any idea of what I mean by third class and servant class, and there were quite a number of classes, you see, during the British's regime. First class was considered to be something top. Then there was a second class. Then there was an intermediary class. And then the third class. And then servants class. All these were there in the train, regular train. So usually we used to travel in third class. Cheap rates, very cheap. From here to Pune, it was just 13 annas.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them what 13 annas is.
13 cents, you may call it. Yeah.
So it's less than 1 rupee.
Yeah, less than, much less than 1 rupee. Yeah. So that's how it is. So that's how it was. And we used to travel and all that. But then, travel all over India with Baba. So then, at the time, those people who were surrounded him at the time, those were the years, would be only the poor people, not well off. Then, some or other, another crowd was at the periphery. They were a bit well-to-do. Then came a time when there were rich people who were around. So when they saw, they felt that he is undergoing all that, just as your kin felt about his suffering and all that. So why can't Baba travel? But they realized that Baba doesn't have any money, doesn't want to ask anybody for money. So they would come forward and say, Baba, would you like to, we are going somewhere now, we'll purchase the first class ticket. Baba says, first class for what? So all right. We would love to see you travel in comfort. Oh, fine, I'm happy. Then only buy two. One for himself and one for the, what you call, attendant. Buy two. And the rest will go in servant's class. Because the servant will be, but it is so. It is not servant, please, it is third class. But servants had the preference that while they are in servants' class, they can come inside the first class to serve their masters. You follow? So that's how it was. And each first class had the privilege of having two servant tickets. Britishers means what? One lord or sir, two servants to be served. So the four Mandali and Baba and another Mandali would have first class. And so this is the turn that when I'm with Baba in first class, what happened? So we are going in first class, fine, everything is fine. Only two of us are there. And the other partners in our carriage, a couple, British madam, young madam, and young officer was there. And they're traveling, and we are just sitting, and we don't say anything, and they don't say anything, and we are traveling and traveling. But to my utter surprise, what I find, that young woman, is, her eyes are glued on Baba's face. And I just sometimes look and then keep away and sometimes away. At last, Baba couldn't keep himself quiet about it. So he nudges me and says, ask her whether she wants to ask me something. She wants to ask me something? Ask her. So I say, of course, madam, would you like to ask my elder brother something? She says, yeah. So Baba then signals and says, what is it? So do you know what she asks after all? She does not know who the person is. She says, I am with my husband traveling, and we have to travel all over India and even to remote places. Even cities and towns and villages we go, because he has that duty. So I want to ask you one thing. How can I remain protected from snakes? She didn't use the word cobra or any type of snake, from snakes. Wherever I go, it seems that the snakes follow me. So Baba said, will you do exactly as I would ask you to do, only then ask me? She said, yes, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Of all the people in the world, this woman is asked by Baba to ask anything that she wants, and she asks about the snakes. So Baba says, do one thing. When you go now to the big city, any big city or town, buy a locket. The folding locket, I think. Then Baba shows how it is, like that, little thing there. And inside it, fill that locket with the ash of the egg's shell. Ash. Mm-hmm. You burn the eggshells and then you wear it and keep it with you all the time. Snakes will not bother you. Thank you very much. That's all. So then what you do is buy a locket and have a little ash, Baba's udi, it means whatever you call it, dunya ash, and wear it there. Yeah. Yeah. And tell whosoever that spirit is who is haunting you all the time, tell him that you better keep away from me, otherwise, well, you'll be burnt like this ash that I've got here.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Did the ghost still plague you back in America or left?
On my way back from Colorado to California, I was saging the car and saging. That was the only thing that ended up working. And
saging?
Yeah, like taking a smudge that had like sage and.
What is that?
Sage, salvia,
it's that. So it stopped following you. It didn't go to California.
Yeah, I told it. I said, this has got to stop.
It's
your own path. You have to follow your own path. It's not my job to lead you anywhere. No, this is your path.
What does
go.
She mean? I don't understand. Sage means what?
You put sage herb. It's a
sage.
Sage. It's an herb. Herb. And you put it all around.
Burned it.
What?
Burn it like incense.
Like incense.
And then what happened?
They don't like it, I guess. Fall.
May I offer a comment? I had a ghost power once, and I said the master's prayer three times. You know?
I would just like that. He liked it.
He liked it.
Yeah.
He liked it.
Yeah.
Well, then he must be asking your help, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eric, aren't there some stories where Baba said that ghosts had to come
to
him
for
that?
So how many times did you say the master's prayer?
Whenever I could, but when he would, it didn't do any good. It was like, you know, he'd start doing, he's blah blah blah. Get out of here.
How did you know that you actually had a ghost problem?
Oh, there was no doubt. It was horrible. It was, I couldn't sleep past 9:30 in the morning because this thing would open the
What happened?
It's 9:30 in the morning.
It sounds
quite
easy.
Late, you know, to sleep in. So we all think, hey, who gets to sleep at 9:30 in the morning?
Well,
what happened the first time?
The first time, I heard the front door open of our house, and I thought that the people who lived there before us maybe had a key and had come in. And I heard somebody walking around in the living room. I could hear their clothes, like a jacket, and some dog tags. And I heard them come down the hall to the bedroom and stand beside the bed. And I looked, and there's nothing there, right? And that happened 4 mornings in a row. And I wanted to change all the locks in the house. My husband was out of town a lot, and so I started to work nights so that I wouldn't be there at night alone. And then when I went to Colorado, it started again every morning. This thing would come in the house and walk up the stairs and stand by the bed. And I would look, and there'd be nothing there. And sometimes it started getting really bold because it would knock the bed, or it would pull the covers, or it would pull my feet, or pull my hair, or sit right on me. Yeah, one time in the middle of the night, it sat right on me and just like sucked on my neck. And I got really sick after that. I was sick for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I couldn't get well. And it bothered me one time in the basement of the building where we worked. It followed me to work, I guess. And finally I said, what, how did you die? What is your problem? You know? And he hauled me up by my feet by a rope. Not actually, but it felt like it. You know, heard a rope being thrown around the bathroom. I would say Baba's name. I had the Bible there. I had all these things. I would wear Baba's hair. And it just liked it. Like
but it's been a number of months now that the ghost has left you alone.
Yeah,
he knew you were coming to India, and that's it. He's gone on.
but it was terrible.
Well, how did he die? Did you find out?
Through the rope.
Yeah,
indicating
his name was, he wanted me to call him Smack,
And Snack, what kind of a name is that? His name was, Sergeant Mac. That's why we're dark here.
How do you know?
How did you find out? Did he talk? I mean, like, you could hear?
Yeah, you just kind of get images. So I was
so you burnt the herbs and you left.
Yeah, and said the master's prayer. My mom came and she worked on the house. But I was going to ask, what the deal is with that, if you knew anything. Why that happened?
It happens because Baba used to tell us that they are always in search of somebody who can help them, because they need to have a body, to express their impressions that are left over and all that. And usually around Baba's body, they would be all the time there. And that's the reason what Baba always said to us was, why am I keeping you here, all by my side here in the evenings and nights? Because my body should not be left alone, because they would like to do something, to press my body, press this, to serve me, to do, because they crave for some blessings to get a new body. So they are in search of some opportunity to get a new body. That's how it is.
You don't know anyone, Mac, like named Mac, might have known you before?
I don't know one person who then this one's in my name.
So all that you need to do is now just have a locket and put little Baba's ashes there. Not Baba's ashes, Dhuni's ashes.
We'll send you some.
You can get it there.
You can get it. It's
there.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah. Right. Where is Mansari?
I just don't want to have that terrifying experience anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know, now that he's gone, maybe it won't happen anymore. But I think something... One time when I was a kid, I had something that breathed in my room for a number of days, too. I think things are attracted to me sometimes.
What? And what?
I think things are attracted to me sometimes, because when she was younger, something else happened.
So that's why I say, just mark your face to see with charcoal. Or something.
Thank you.
Don't have no worry, because nothing is going to happen when you have him by your side. Take his name. Even if he likes it, that is good, then he'll be pacified, he'll be calmed down by his name or by the prayer that you said.